From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A memorial service is underway at the Kennedy Center today for the man who served as President Obama's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Dignitaries, including the president, paying tribute to Richard Holbrooke, who died in December at the age of 69. Mr. Obama, in saluting the longtime diplomat, said Holbrooke's career was as broad as it was varied.
The list of places he served, the things he did, reads as a chronicle of American foreign policy. Speaking truth to power, from the Mekong Delta to the Paris peace talks.
Holbrooke suffered a tear in his aorta and collapsed during a meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The president called Holbrooke a leading light for a generation of diplomats. Michael Steele, the embattled chairman of the Republican National Committee, has dropped out of the race to be the party's next chairman. The party leadership is deciding on a new chairman at a meeting today in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. Violent anti-government demonstrations in Tunisia, where protests in the capital city Tunis have driven President Zine Abidine Ben Ali from power. Thousands of people from all walks of life mobbed the city, demanding Ben Ali's ouster after 23 years of rule. The country's prime minister went on state television today to say he has now assumed power in the North African nation. President Ben Ali had tried to hold on to power, declaring a state of emergency and dissolving the country's government. It's believed Ben Ali has left the country. Doctors in Tucson say Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords continues to make progress, though NPR's Jeff Brady says the representative who was shot in the head last Saturday remains in critical condition.
At University Medical Center, Dr. Michael Lamol says Giffords is following more complex commands, and that's another good sign for her recovery.
We're actually confident that she's making some progress now. Her eyes that we described being open, that kind of occurrence is more frequent at this time.
Doctors say they may be able to remove a breathing tube within the next day. Giffords' husband, Mike Kelly, posted a comment on his Twitter account thanking people for messages of support and said his wife is improving each day. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
Rising gas prices help push consumer prices higher, Jim Zaroli reports.
Gasoline prices climbed 8.5% last month, and overall energy costs rose at their fastest rate since June 2009. The increase caused a spike in the consumer price index, but when food and energy costs were left out, consumer prices rose just a tenth of a percentage point. That's well below the level that the Federal Reserve believes will lead to higher inflation. Meanwhile, the Fed said industrial production rose 8/10 of a percentage point, though factories are still operating at well below optimal levels. And the Commerce Department said retail sales were up 6/10 of a percentage point, which was a bit less than expected, but still considered pretty good. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 54 points. The Nasdaq gained 20 points. This is NPR. Authorities in Brazil now say the death toll has risen to at least 500 as a result of severe flooding that has hit that country. According to the International Disaster Database, the flooding is the worst since 1967, when 785 people died after high water caused mudslides. The country is being pounded with more rain today, making it tough for rescuers to reach survivors. A prominent northern Sudanese politician has called the referendum in the south, quote, broadly fair. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, that statement is one more sign southern Sudan is poised to become the world's newest nation.
The people of southern Sudan appear to be voting overwhelmingly for independence this week. But many there have worried that the northern government would trump up some reason to reject the vote as invalid. North and South fought a civil war for more than two decades. If the South leaves, it will take with it the majority of Sudan's oil. But the North's ruling National Congress Party seems increasingly resigned to losing the South. Ibrahim Gandour, a top party official, told Reuters today, quote, "We are satisfied with the process." He also said the North will respect the vote, noting what has become obvious in interviews at the polls this week. It will likely be for secession. Voting concludes tomorrow. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
A plan that will put insurance giant AIG on the road towards repaying its federal bailout has been worked out by the government. Officials now say that AIG, which received a total of $182 billion in federal rescue money, is paying down $47 billion in debt it owed the New York Fed as one of several transactions being completed as it begins a process to exit from government support. Government says it will sell its more than 90% stake in the company over the next 2 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.